J listening.
Four ZLK Mobile. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too. This is the first time I'm broadcasting I just got my license.
Good, congratulations. And tell me your call and your name again, if you will, please. And name here is Shane. And my call is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo.
Sure, my call sign is KQ4AOJ, and my name is Anijam.
Call phonetically?
Sure thing. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Alpha, Oscar, Juliet.
4AOJ, is that correct? Good. Congratulations. Welcome to the hobby. And what was your name again? I didn't catch that. I'm sorry. I'm mobile. I've got the air condition on high.
My name is Ali John, like Ali John.
Can you spell it? I'm so sorry.
It's Alpha, Lima, India, Charlie, Alpha, November, but it's not Ali Ken, it's Ali John.
Is that correct? Well, welcome to the hobby, like I said, and your first transmission. Let's see, what kind of radio are you running?
Baofeng basic handheld radio with a rubber duck antenna. It's very elementary.
Lately have one of those, and including me. I've got two of them. Haven't used them in a while, but they were cheap and just, you know, easy to get a quick handheld. But I'm running a Yaesu 2900, and it's been in my truck for many years. In fact, the wires are, the rubber casing around the wires are frayed. I got to replace this soon, but it's been a great radio. Over.
I intend to get, like, at least a more decent antenna in the next few weeks.
Well, you'll find out how limited you are with an HT if that's your only radio. It's a great starter radio, good to listen on, but with all these hills and trees around, you'll find places you can't hit the repeater. Now, are you located in Greenville?
I'm in Greenville.
Making the repeater well. There's a little bit of hissing on the background, but it's not it's no worse than I've heard on a lot of others. And you're very copyable, very easy to understand. So, like I said, I'm going down the road at 65 miles an hour with the air conditioner on high, so that's why I had a little trouble. If I was sitting in the house, probably would have no trouble at all understanding what you said. So, that's really good. How long or what got you interested in the ham radio? Actually, that's the question. What got you interested?
It was pretty random. I was just scrolling through Twitter and saw somebody mention things about radio, and it just got me interested.
Oh, well, there's all kinds of things to do in this hobby. So I know you'll... as you get into it, you'll find out more. Maybe you've been reading up on it. There's a net on here on this same frequency at 9 o'clock. There's a few nets around on different repeaters. But the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society holds a net every night, 365 days a year. And you may know about that as well, but I'm sure they'd love to have you.
Caught it by accident last night, but what exactly is a net?
The purpose of amateur radio, or one of the purposes, is to be prepared for emergencies. It's a backup communication to all other communications. A lot of times if there's major disasters and any other form of communication goes down, there's all kinds of amateurs that still can communicate. So they hold a net. It's like a practice where you have one person who's the net controller, and all communication goes through that one person. And it's just a practice to you know, learn how not to jump on top of people and how to take your turn and pass information back and forth. They don't do a lot of emergency practice on the normal nets. They're kind of like an informal gathering. Kind of get to know the people in the area. And again, you learn kind of the protocol that would go on if there were emergency or any kind of emergency communications that you might have. And it's just a good time to learn about ham radio and all kinds of other things. People get on there and talk about their day and, you know, during the rag chew or the informal portion of the net, gets passed around to different people, and whoever wants to stay and just contribute. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of interesting people you can meet and learn a lot of things on these times. So it happens every night at 9 o'clock, like I said, N4ZLK.
Letting me know, I caught a portion of it last night, but I wasn't sure about what was going on, but now I know.
They do what they call a swap net. You know, you're not allowed to buy and sell on amateur radio, but on Wednesday nights they hold a swap net, which you can buy and sell or advertise anything that pertains to ham radio. And so they do that. Gary, KI4DOS, hosts that, and he keeps a list and keeps up with all those pieces. And you can find some equipment, find some good prices on some used equipment, or sometimes almost new equipment that other amateurs have used and just, you know, they don't use anymore. So that's another thing that happens on these nets.
I just need to keep listening and learn more about these stuff.
Required to, you know, participate. You can listen. You kind of get an idea of how it goes. You're more than welcome to jump in. There's a lot of new hams. So I think Tuesday nights after the net, they do a round table discussion on questions, any kind of questions you might have about ham radio. It's a good forum for new hams to learn things. So a lot of helpful people around, and you know, I found on this repeater especially, there are people who will help you in a lot of different ways, and they're happy to do it.
I will be moving in a few weeks, but, you know, at least as a beginner, it is nice to learn as much as I can from different groups of people.
Out of the area?
I'll be going to Nashville.
Well, I'm sure there's an active community out there as well. You probably know this as well, but if you have a smartphone, you can download an app called Repeater Book, and it will, you know, based on your location, it will give you a list of repeaters in your area. And I'm assuming you probably know that, but I'll just throw that out there.
Quite a bit of Googling, and I guess it'll boil down to trial and error. I tried to set my radio to 6-7 repeaters in this area. Only two of them, including this one, I caught any traffic. I don't know whether I'm not receiving the other one or nobody is connected to them, but the same goes for Nashville, I guess.
This is probably the busiest repeater all the time, but there is some traffic on some of the others. I kind of hang out here mostly, so I have several programmed in, and I'll check them every once in a while. But for this particular area, this is probably the most active most of the time.
This is a CW message that comes in once in a while.
I'm supposed to give my call sign every 10 minutes in a conversation, N4ZLK. The repeater is considered a radio station, and it's owned by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and it has to identify its call letters, too, and you can do it with CW. So it broadcasts, it's W4NYK is the repeater call. That's the club call, so that's what you're hearing.
KQ4AOJ. I get it. I hear it once in a while. I was wondering what's happening.
sure that if no one has used the repeater for a little while, and I don't know what the time is, it will go inactive, and then if you're listening, you may not hear it for, you know, for a half hour, an hour, whatever it is, but as soon as someone keys up the microphone, it will, and keys up the repeater, it will identify, and then it will do it every 10 minutes until it is inactive again, until it's not being used. I'm almost home, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Very nice to meet you. See, KQ4A, I think there's a J in there, and I'm sorry, I lost the call again. Give it to me when you come back, but I'm going to go ahead and clear with you after your final. I enjoyed meeting you, and welcome to the hobby. Hope you enjoy it as much as I have. This is N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm up in Cleveland, South Carolina, in Northeast Pickens County, and I'll turn it back to you for your final.
Very nice meeting you. Thanks for the chat. This is KQ4AOJ, and over and out.
KQ4AOJ, I think that's what it was. Oh my goodness, forgot again. Have a good evening, N4ZLK.